Well, this morning we are concluding our sermon series, Tempted. It's a sermon series where we have been looking at some of the greatest failures in all of Scripture. And I must say, I have really enjoyed this sermon series. Over the past 5 weeks, I've got to check off two bucket list scriptures I've always wanted to talk about. Noah passing out in his own vineyard, and now this morning, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. I must admit, I've never been in a church where this story has been talked about much. It is a very disruptive story. It is a very confusing story. But I'm also wondering if perhaps, just maybe, this is also a story that has a word of hope in it. I'm wondering if the gospel is found even in Sodom. But before we come to the story, I would invite you to join with me in a word of prayer. Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are our potter. We are your clay. Amen. Well, in his book, Preaching from Memory to Hope, theologian Tom Long tells the story of a friend of his named Sam, who was the minister of a large congregation in downtown Atlanta. Now, one evening, while Sam and his wife were leaving his church, he came upon a crisis in his church's parking lot. Sam said he and his wife were headed to their car. They were about to go out to a nice dinner on the town when, out of the corner of his eye, he saw a man on the ground in the church's parking lot grasping his chest. Standing right next to the man was a very concerned-looking woman crying for help. Help us, she cried. Help us. Well, immediately, Sam's wife went back inside the church to call an ambulance. And Sam rushed to be beside the man. And as soon as he came to the man, he could tell the situation was very serious. He tried to offer words of comfort to the man on the ground and the woman standing beside him. He told them to just be calm. He said, try to relax. We're right here. An ambulance is on the way. He unbuttoned the man's shirt. He reached out and he took his hand. To Sam's surprise, the man responded. The man looked up and looked in his eyes and he said three words to him. The man said to him, Charlie. Forgive me. Sam replied to the man, just stay calm, sir. I'm not Charlie. My name is Sam. I'm the minister here of this church. I'm going to be with you until we can get you some help. Just stay calm. But the man responded again, this time in an even more urgent voice, a voice that was even more concerned. He said, Charlie, forgive me. Forgive me, Charlie. Charlie, forgive me. Just stay calm, Sam said. Stay calm. We'll get you to the hospital very soon. Well, this back and forth continued for some time, only nothing seemed to get through to this man on the ground. Eventually, in fact, his breathing began to change. His face started to turn ashen. His voice became weaker and weaker, and yet he never stopped saying those three words, Charlie, forgive me. Forgive me, Charlie, forgive me. Sam said it was like the man was in a different world. It was obvious that he was replaying some painful memory in his mind again and again and again, only no matter how many times he played it, he just couldn't change it. It was obvious, he said, the man was, well, he was looking back. He was looking back. And so once upon a time, the angel of the Lord said to Lot and his family, flee from this place, flee all of you, and do not look back. Yes, there was a, a lot to be ashamed of in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. There was plenty of sin to go around for everyone to share. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah, they had oppressed the weak. They had not heard the cries of the innocent. They had not welcomed the stranger when they had the opportunity, and now God had decided to intercede. How great is the outcry, God said, against Sodom and Gomorrah. How very grave is their sin. God decided to start over. God decided to destroy the cities. He decided to destroy everything except for one family. Flee from this place, the angel said. Flee, all of you, and do not look Lot knew this was his opportunity to save the people he cared about from the most destructive thing that could happen to him. This was his one chance to start over. All he had to do was keep moving forward, God said. He just had to keep pushing forward, and he could escape the punishment of the cities. He could start over again in a new place, a new life, someplace else, someplace more holy, someplace better for him and his family. All he had to do was keep moving forward, but Lot's wife couldn't do it. Because as they got to the edge of the city, Lot's wife turned to look back at the destruction behind them, and instantly, she was turned to a pillar of salt. And why? Well, because she looked back. She looked back. In his much acclaimed book, Great Expectations, Charles Dickens tells the haunting story of Mrs. Havisham, that wealthy spinster who was jilted at the altar as a young woman and spent the rest of her life living in seclusion. See, Dickens says she never got over her broken heart. In fact, each and every day, Mrs. Havisham would wear her old wedding dress, only now it was faded and tattered. Each and every day, he said, she would look at her old wedding cake, only now it was covered with mold and insects. Her entire life was a mausoleum to what might have been, and the clocks never moved. Every clock in her house was set to 20 minutes to 9, the very moment she was left at the altar. The very moment she kept replaying in her mind again and again and again. You see, that's the thing about salt. Salt is a preservative. The salt keeps things around longer than God ever intended for them to be kept. Oh, sure, time heals all wounds, but if you add salt to those wounds, well, the pain, it will never go away. Forgive me, Charlie, the man said. Forgive me. I have to wonder, how much pain do we cause ourselves in this life simply because we try to live yesterday as if it were today? How much heartache do we carry with us? Because we keep looking over our shoulder, replaying the past again and again and again, always hoping for a different outcome. Sure, we tell ourselves we're just trying to learn from our mistakes. We tell ourselves we're just reflecting on the past. But are we really reflecting on it? Or are we trying to relive it? Are we trying to change something that can't be changed? Are we trying to undo something that can't be undone? Lot's wife turned to look at the destruction behind her, and instantly, she became a pillar of salt. Sam said he stayed with the man for several minutes, holding his hand, trying to figure out how to respond to the man's words. After all, Sam didn't know if it was right for him to speak a word of hope to this man when, well, he had no idea who Charlie was. He had no idea what wrong had been committed against him. Sam said he didn't know. Should he inject himself in this family situation when he himself was a stranger to them? Said he didn't know what to say or what to do. But then suddenly in that parking lot, he experienced a moment of clarity. Suddenly, he said, he experienced the Spirit come upon him. And he realized exactly what he had to do. You see, in that moment, he realized that God had not placed him there simply to speak for himself. Instead, God had put him in that parking lot so that he could speak the truth of the gospel to this man. God had put him there because this dying man simply needed to know, with God, there is always healing and wholeness and new life. With God, there is always new beginning. Forgive me, Charlie, the man said. And Sam replied, I forgive you. I forgive you. And so I don't know what burdens you have brought with you to this place this day. I don't know what reruns keep playing in your mind again and again and again, but I do know this. I know because of Jesus Christ, you don't have to look back anymore. You don't have to live with yesterday's regrets because today is a new day. And today is a day unlike any other day God has ever given you before. Today is a gift God is giving you. It is a new beginning, a time to start afresh. And God says the gift of today is a day filled with hope, so you don't have to live with shame anymore. And God says today is a day filled with grace, so you don't have to live with sin anymore. And God says today is a day filled with new beginnings, so you don't ever have to look back again. Don't look back, the angel said. Don't look back. Because Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, and the clocks of God's kingdom, they always marched onward. And today, God says, it's a new day. Amen.